Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paula Poundstone has the lead. Peter, she has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. and Jesse Klein each has 2. They're tied for second.
All right. Well, we flipped a coin, so Roy is going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Airlifts continue this week to rescue people trapped by the floods in blank.
Colorado.
Right. On Thursday, John Kerry urged China to play a positive role at the UN over the resolution on blank.
Syria.
Right. Because of the disastrous London Whale trading debacle, blank agreed to pay a $920 million fine.
J.P. Morgan.
Yes, J.P. Morgan Chase. Right. Yes, on Tuesday, yes. The president of Brazil postponed a state visit to the U.S. to protest spying by the blank.
NSA?
Yes. Lottery officials announced that one winning ticket had been sold in South Carolina for the $400 million blank game.
Oh, the name of the game? Powerball.
Powerball, right. Woo! Police investigating a car crash in Pennsylvania have determined that despite initial suspicions, the crash was not caused by the driver's blank.
Car crash was not caused by the driver's absence.
No, it was not caused by the driver's giant clown shoes.
Oh!
The van, which was carrying 2 clowns, or 2/28 of its clown-carrying capacity, collided with an SUV. Dimples the clown, who was driving, honked his horn repeatedly, as he has done all day every day for the last 20 years. The accident did keep the clowns from getting to their scheduled performance, so that's 25 or 30 kids who will have to find another image to haunt their nightmares for the rest of their lives. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Roy has taken the lead.
All right. Jesse, you're up next. Fill in the blank. President Obama ordered a review of the policy for granting security clearances after the shooting at the blank on Monday.
The Navy Yard.
In Washington, yes. Investigators determined this week that the fire that destroyed several blocks of New Jersey's blank was accidental.
At the waterfront.
It's called the boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
That's what we're looking for. In a massive salvage operation, crews were able to set the wreck of the blank upright.
Don't know.
The Costa Concordia, the Italian cruise ship.
Oh.
Ty Warner, the creator of the once collectible blank plush toys, was charged with tax evasion.
Beanie Babies.
Yes, indeed. He pled guilty. A farmer who adopted a stray dog to look after his sheep was disappointed when the dog blanked.
Didn't do it.
No? The dog he adopted to look after his sheep turned out to be a wolf. Doesn't that always happen?
Okay.
A massive search and rescue operation for a woman believed to have fallen down a well in Scotland was called off when police discovered blank.
Haggis everywhere.
No. It's delicious. No, the police discovered the woman wasn't yelling help. She was calling for her dog named Yelp.
Ugh.
More than 20 police officers, police dogs, and mountain rescue teams were called in to search for the woman who was heard yelling, "Help! Help!" near an abandoned copper mine. Turns out she was just calling for her dog, Yelp, or to use the dog's full kennel club name, Yelp, please help me. Oh, God, I might die in here. Save me, save me. Bubbles. Carl, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Jesse had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. She now has 8 points, but Roy still has the lead with 12.
Whoa, all right. And how many, then, does Paula need to win?
5 correct answers.
Paula?
Yeah.
This is for the game.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Right.
In an interview released Thursday, blank said the church should not interfere spiritually with the lives of gays and lesbians.
The Pope.
Indeed, Pope Francis. Janet Yellen is the favorite to take over the Federal Reserve now that blank withdrew his name from consideration.
Oh, Larry Summers.
Right. In an open letter, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz asked customers to please not bring their blanks to Starbucks.
Their guns.
Right. On Thursday, a Texas appeals court overturned the 2010 money laundering conviction of former House Leader Blank.
Tom DeLay.
Right. A feral pig at a campsite in Western Australia made news this week when it blanked.
It ate a man.
No.
It roasted itself.
No. The pig drank 18 beers and picked a fight with a cow.
Yeah, that was my third guess.
Mm. Secret Service officers arrested a Wisconsin man Monday for throwing blanks over the fence at the White House.
For throwing firecrackers?
Yes. A woman in South Carolina was arrested for attacking her roommate for blanking.
She wouldn't turn the Eagles off.
That's exactly right. Well done, Paula. The fight started when Vernette Bader's roommate started playing the Eagles, even though Bader had specifically asked him not to do that. Bader insisted she acted in self-defense. And asked by the judge to clarify, her lawyer just said, "Sir, it was the Eagles." Carl, Paula did really well. Did she do well enough to win?
She did very well, Peter. 6 correct answers, 12 more points for a total of 15 points. So with 15 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.
That was done with real confidence, Paula.
Thank you very much. That's the way I roll, Peter.
Apparently.